Hi there, welcome back to our shorter triage podcast. And this week's triage, I'm going to follow up from last triage where I outlined my investment strategy for 2023. So this week, I'm going to replay a YouTube video where I show you how much my investments made me in 2023. So I think it's really important that all doctors understand the power of investing, and it's really important to understand my strategy, which is essentially do nothing. Okay, so this isn't some convoluted, extravagant strategy which is complex to implement. All I did was invest regularly, and the key here is to make it automatic. Automatic investing always happens. So a direct debit leaves my bank account every month, goes straight into my stocks and shares account, into a low-cost, globally diversified index tracker. And then I did nothing. And by nothing, I mean no panic selling. So in 2023, when everyone was screaming the economy was gonna be in recession and the world was gonna end, I didn't do anything, just kept buying the same amount automatically via direct debit. I didn't make any adjustments to my portfolio based on expert predictions. I haven't adjusted my portfolio significantly for about 11 years. And if you think experts' predictions that write in the newspapers or on TV are accurate, you should really check out last week's triage video. I keep taxes low, or in fact zero, by utilizing tax-efficient investments such as ISAs, lifetime ISAs, pensions, and VCTs. And I let compound interest do its thing. That is my investment strategy. So this is not beyond any of you listening to this. Any of you listening to this could become investors. And I hope that's what today's episode inspires you to do. 1 year ago, I made a video on YouTube called Five Reasons You Should Invest in 2023, where I outlined my investment strategy for 2023. At that time, things were not looking good for investors. We had inflation completely out of control. We had interest rates soaring. We had an energy crisis. We had a war. And thanks to high interest rates, for the first time in years, you could get 5 or even 6% interest just by holding cash at the bank. Lots of people were asking me, should I sell my stocks and shares? Is there a crash coming? Should I move all my investments to cash? In this video, I'm going to tell you how my investment strategy, which I outlined in last year's video, worked out, and I'm going to show you how much my investments made in 2023. If you like this content, don't forget to hit the like button and the subscribe button if you want more, and feel free to ask questions in the comments. So let's get a recap of the situation in December 2022. Things were not looking great, as I said. The stock market was going sideways. Not radically down like the COVID crash in 2020, and not radically up like the COVID recovery, just sideways. If I'd invested £10,000 at the start of 2022, by the end of the year, it would be £9,625. Not great. I could have moved that £10,000 into cash and made a guaranteed 5% return. In addition to this, all the experts were predicting a crash in stocks. Here's an article from Morgan Stanley, and I'm not just picking on Morgan Stanley here, but this is from Morgan Stanley, one of the world's biggest and best investment banks with some of the brightest minds in the business. And I quote, US equities are set for their worst year in 2023 since the global financial crisis. And according to Michael Stanley strategist Michael Wilson, corporate profits are about to meet the same fate. It wasn't just Morgan Stanley though. Here are predictions from the other major investment banks on where the S&P stock market would end up at the end of 2023. UBS, one of the most respected banks in the world, predicted 3,900. BlackRock, one of the biggest investment houses in the world, predicted 3,930. Citibank, 3,900. So where did the S&P end up at the end of the year? How far out were their predictions? Well, at the time of recording, the S&P was at 4,704, up 22% last year. And this is the year when all the experts were predicting a crash and doomsday scenarios. And to be fair, as we've outlined, things were not looking great for investors for all the reasons we mentioned. So if you watch my video from last year on five reasons you should invest in 2023, you'll know that my strategy in the face of all of these gloomy predictions was to do absolutely nothing. By nothing, I mean continue to invest every month via direct debit the same amount into a low-cost index fund, the same fund that I've owned for nearly 13 years now. But why did I ignore all the experts predicting gloom and doom? Why did I not take the 5 to 6% returns in cash? And how did my plan work out? And you can probably see from the slightly smug grin on my face, the plan worked out all right. But let's get into why I did nothing. This chart from JP Morgan shows you what would happen if you'd had invested $10,000 between January 1995 and December 2014. So if you just invested that $10,000 and done absolutely nothing, you would have got $65,453 just by doing nothing. Just invest it and leave it. However, if you listened to the predictions, you got worried about stock market crashes, you listened to the so-called experts who predicted a crash last year for the S&P, for Morgan Stanley and all those other big banks, and you decided to just sell and leave the market for just 10 days, but the 10 best days. Instead of getting $65,000, you would have got $32,000. So a massive cost of trading, doing active investing and trying to time the market. Let's just say you got really scared and you took your investments out and missed the 20 best days. That would have hurt your returns even more, down to $20,000. Remember, you could have got $65,000 by doing absolutely nothing. And let's just say you got really scared and you decided to take your money out and missed the 60 best days during that period. Instead of getting $65,000, you'd have got just $4,570. So it's totally counterintuitive in many ways, but just remaining fully invested, subject to doing your own research, not investment advice, of course, but just doing nothing is sometimes, or most often, the best course of action. As Mark Twain says, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And I think last year in the stock market was an example of that. This next chart is a chart that I look at when I get scared and think, maybe I should sell some of my stocks. Maybe this is the big crash. When somebody says to me, this time it's different. This time, COVID, there's never been a pandemic this bad. The crash is going to be sustained. Last year, interest rates were out of control. We had a war on. This time it's different. Well, every time someone says, this time it's different to me, you should sell your stocks and get in cash, I look at this chart, which shows globally diversified index, in this case, the S&P 500, how it has performed in the face of adversity. Most recently, we have the coronavirus crash, we have the global financial crisis, and look at that, it took a big dip, but it carried on going up afterwards. And so the point of this chart is that the index goes down, but more often than it goes down, it goes up. And in the face of terrible world events, the index, historically speaking, has always recovered. Will it always recover in the future? I have no idea because I can't predict the future and neither can the experts from Morgan Stanley. But if you think this time is different and the index is gonna go to zero and not recover ever, just have a look at this chart because it survived a lot of bad world events. This next chart also helps me when stock markets go down because what it shows in green is a bull market and that is when the index is going up. And when the index is going up, everything's easy and no one is emailing me asking should I sell all my investments and go back to cash. When the index is going down, a bear market, as we see in the gray bars, lots of people are emailing me asking that question. And of course, I never give investment advice by email, so maybe hit the comments. The reason that I like this graph is that over time, the index mostly goes up, but guess what? It does go down occasionally, but it usually goes up more than it goes down. So in the face of the predictions of a market crash from the experts and all the doom and gloom, how did my investment go last year? Well, here is my rate of return for the last 12 months by doing absolutely nothing, 15.75%. Now, you have to be careful when analyzing investment returns. This is a return before inflation. I like to deal in real returns, so after inflation. So if we say that inflation in the UK was around 5% last year, then I probably got a 10% return in real terms. But it wasn't all plain sailing. As you know, I never check my portfolio, and that's one of the psychological tricks I've learned that works for me to remain fully invested. But in the course of making this video, I did have a look in my portfolio, and between August and October 2023, I lost more money in my investments than I earned in my job. Except I didn't lose it because I didn't check my investments, so I didn't even realize that I'd lost the money until I checked. just a moment ago before making this video. And if you think about it, because I didn't check it and I didn't sell any of my investments, although the value of the individual shares I owned between August and October went down quite a lot, I still owned exactly the same amount of units of those companies. They were just a bit or a lot cheaper. And because I didn't sell when the value went down, in November and December, when there was a stock market increase, I gained all of the losses and more back just by doing nothing. So what's my prediction for 2024? We've already seen that the best experts in the world at the best investment houses and banks in the world have absolutely no idea what's gonna happen. And guess what? I have even less of an idea what's gonna happen. But in investing, once you realize that no one can predict the future and there's a whole industry dedicated to selling you products and services that benefit the people selling them, but not you, you just learn to ignore the noise. No one can predict the future. Hold a low-cost, well-diversified portfolio and ignore what you can't control. I can't control interest rates. I can't control world events. I can't control what the stock market does. But what I can control is keeping my investment costs low, utilizing tax-advantaged accounts like ISAs in the UK or 401k for our USA listeners. Maximize your saving rate and contribute regularly and automatically. And if after all of this video, you still think that cash is a safe haven and money under the mattress is the safest thing to do in a time of crisis, have a look at this chart from Vanguard, which shows you what would have happened if you'd invested £10,000 in cash in 1998 or £10,000 into a low-cost, globally diversified index fund. As you can see, the value of cash is being destroyed by inflation. And it's so hard to comprehend this, but that £10,000 in 1998, if you had just left it in cash, would be worth less after inflation in 2022. Whereas you can all see how much the globally diversified index fund of stocks and shares was worth. So if this helped you and you want more videos like this, don't forget to like and hit the subscribe button. Ask your questions in the comments. And also, we're new to YouTube and we're trying to work out what you guys find useful. So give me a thumbs up emoji for more tax videos. Give me the fire emoji for more investing videos like this. And give me the shaka emoji for more side hustle videos. Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to check out our other videos here.